Sermon 6, the branch of the Lord, the beauty of Zion, or the glory of the church in its relation unto Christ. For mine houses shall be called an house of prayer for all people. Isaiah 56:7. From verse 3 of this chapter to verse 8, you have promises and predictions of calling in Gentiles and strangers to the church of God, notwithstanding any objections or hindrances laid in their way by ceremonial and typical constitutions, they being all to be removed in the cross of Christ, Ephesians 2:13-16. Colossians 2:14. Making way for the accomplishment of that signal promise which is given in the 2D chapter of this prophecy, verses 2, 3, and it shall come to pass in the last days, that the mountain of the Lord's houses shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow unto it, and many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up, etc. The words of verse 7 are a recapitulation of the whole, holding out summarily the calling of the Gentiles to the holy mount, or spiritual church of Christ. Where also you have a description of the services performed by them upon their coming, their burnt offerings and sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. Answerable to that eminent prediction of the solemn worship of the called Gentiles, Malachi 1:11, for from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. The spiritual services of the saints of the Gentiles are in each place set forth by those ceremonial ordinances of incense, altar, and sacrifice, as were then most acceptable, from the Lord's own appointment. Now, this whole promise is once again strengthened, without loss of life or beauty, and comprised in the words of the text. That which before he termed sacrifice and burnt offerings, here he calleth prayer. And those who before were the sons of the stranger, are here all people, some, many of all sorts, the whole world, all men, without distinction, the partition wall being broken down. The thing here spoken of is God's house, described, first, by its appropriation unto him. It is as peculiar, my house. Secondly, by its extent of receipt in respect of others. It is for all people. Thirdly, by the employment of its inhabitants. That is, prayer, it shall be called an house of prayer. House here may be taken two ways. 1. Properly, as it was in the type for the material temple at Jerusalem. Whereunto these words are applied by our Savior, Matthew 21, but that is no farther concerned herein, but as the spiritual holiness of the anti-type could not be represented without a ceremonial holiness of the type. 2. Spiritually, for the church of Christ to be gathered to him out of all nations. The house wherein Jude sacrificium, a continual spiritual sacrifice, is to be offered to him, this is peculiarly intended. So, then, observe, one Christ church of saints, of believers, is God's house. 2. The church of Christ under the gospel is to be gathered out of all nations. 3. There are established ordinances and appointed worship for the church of Christ under the gospel. It is the first that I shall speak unto. Christ's church of saints, of believers, is God's house. That his church is of saints and believers will appear in the issue. By the church of Christ I understand, primarily, the whole multitude of them who antecedently are chosen of his Father, and given unto him. Consequently, are redeemed, called, and justified in his blood. The church which he loved, and gave himself for, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot, or wrinkle, or any such thing. But that it should be holy, and without blemish. Ephesians 5:26-27. And, secondarily, also every holy assembly of Mount Zion, whereunto the Lord Christ is made beauty and glory, every particular church of his saints, inasmuch as they partake of the nature of the whole, being purchased by his blood, Acts 20:28. That this church belongs unto God, I shall only leave evidenced under the claim whereby he here appropriates it to himself. He calls it is my house. That it is his house, I shall farther demonstrate. 3 things are required to the making of a house. First, a foundation. Secondly, materials for a superstruction. Thirdly, an orderly framing of both into a useful building. And all these concur to the Church of Christ. First, it hath the foundation. I have laid the foundation, saith Paul, 1 Corinthians 3:10. And, other foundation can no man lay, save that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ, verse 11. That which Paul laid ministerially, God himself laid primarily and efficiently. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, Isaiah 28:16. Now, this foundation is no other but the rock upon which the church is built, Matthew 16:18, which makes it impregnable to the gates of hell, communicating strength and permanency continually to every part of the building. Secondly, a foundation only will not make a house, there must also be materials for a superstruction. Those you have, 1 Peter 2:5. Ye are, saith he, lively stones. All God's elect are stones, in due time to be hewed and fitted for this building. Thirdly, materials themselves will not serve, they must be fitly framed, and wisely disposed, or they will be a heap, not a house. This, then, is not wanting. Yet are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. In whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit, Ephesians 2:20-22. There is much spiritual and heavenly architecture in these three verses. I shall only touch on some particulars. 1. The foundation of this house, this temple, is laid. And that is Jesus Christ. Other foundation can no man lay. He is here called the chief cornerstone, and the foundation of the apostles and prophets. It is not which they were, but which they laid. It is genitive as efficientis, not materi. That expression holds out the person's working, not the thing wrought. 2. The materials of this building, elect, believers, said in the former verse to be fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God. They alone are built on Christ, and thereby have union with him. Not one dead, rotten stone in all this building, as shall be declared. 3. The architects or builders are of two sorts. 1. Principle the Spirit. We are framed for an habitation of God by the Spirit. He is the principal workman in this fabric, without him is not one stone laid therein. 2. Secondary and instrumental the apostles and prophets. And this they were two ways. 1. Personally, in their several generations. This was their work, their labor, to lay the foundation and carry on the building of this house. 2. Doctrinally. So they labor in it to this very day. Their doctrine in the Scripture holds out the only foundation, and the only way of building thereon. 4. The manner of the building, it is fitly framed together, soon armologumen, closely jointed and knit in together, sweetly closed together with Christ, the head, from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered, and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God, Colossians 2:19. 5. What kind of a house it is? It receiveth here a twofold title, an holy temple, and an habitation, or tabernacle. Because of its allusion to both those holy places of the worship of God, fulfilling the types of them both. Hence it is most evident that this Church of Christ is a house, and being appropriated unto God, God's house. To make this the more evident, I shall do these two things. 1. Show you what are the chief properties of this house. 2. Declare what is the relation wherein Jesus Christ stands to this house, having called it all along the Church of Christ. 1. For the properties, or chief qualities of this house, they are three. 1. It is a living house. 2. It is strong. 3. It is glorious. 1. It is a living house to whom coming, as unto a living stone, ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, 1 Peter 2:4, 5. Christ, the foundation, is a living stone, and they that are built upon him are living stones. Hence they are said to grow together into a house. Growth is a sign of life, growing from an inward principle. Such as the growth of anything is, such is its life. The growth of this house is spiritual, so therefore also is its life. It lives with a spiritual life, a life whose fullness is in its foundation. He hath life in himself, John 5:26, and they from him I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, Galatians 2:20. Yea, it is himself in them, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. It is true, those stones are dead in the rock as well as others. By nature children of wrath as well as they, Ephesians 2:3. Being dead in trespasses and sins, verse 1. He who hews them out gives them life. He quickens them when dead in trespasses and sins. There is not one rotten, dead stone in all this building. However some such may, by the advantage of their outward appearance, crowd in, yet they are not of the house itself. 2. It is a strong house, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it, Matthew 16:18. Though the rain descend, and the floods come, and the winds blow upon this house, yet it will not fall, because it is founded on a rock, Matthew 7:25. We were all once a house built upon Adam. And when the wind came, and beat upon us, we fell. And the fall of that house was very great, he in his best estate was found to be but sand. Now we are built upon a rock that will abide all trials, the waves may make a noise, and dash themselves against him, but it will be to their own ruin. But you will say, may not weak and inconsistent materials be built upon a rock, which yet may have never the more strength for their foundation? It is not so here, for the whole building is framed together in the foundation, Ephesians 2:22. Not only on it, but also in it, and so not to be prevailed against, unless the rock itself be overthrown. And it is a living rock that this house is built on, a rock continually communicating strength unto every stone in the building, that it may be enabled to abide in him. I should proceed too far, should I go to declare the mighty defense and fortification of this house. What hath been spoken from the foundation is enough to demonstrate it to be a strong house. 3. It is a glorious house, and that in a threefold respect. First, it is glorious in respect of inward glory, brought unto it of God in the face of Jesus Christ, being beautiful through the comeliness that he puts upon it. Hence Christ speaking of it says, How fair art thou, O love, for delights. Song of Solomon 7:6. And, Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee, chapter 4:7. And how, I pray, comes that about? Why, Christ washeth it in his own blood, that it might be wholly a glorious church, Ephesians 5:26, 27. And farther, he being the branch of the Lord and fruit of the earth, is made beauty and glory, excellency and comeliness, thereunto, Isaiah 4:2. It hath the beauty and glory of justification, which doth not only take away all filthy garments, causing iniquity to pass away, but also give fair change of raiment, Zechariah 3:4, 5, even the garments of salvation, and the robe of righteousness, Isaiah 61:10. And then it hath the glory and beauty of sanctification, whence the king's daughter is all glorious within, Psalm 45:13. The comeliness and beauty that is in a sanctified soul is above all the glory of the world. This house is all overlaid with gold within. Christ is unto it a head of gold, Song of Solomon 5:11. His house is not like Nebuchadnezzar's image, that the head should be of gold, and the members some of them of clay. They all partake of his nature, and are very glorious therein. 2. In respect of its outward structure, which it eminently hath in all the peculiar assemblies thereof, O thou afflicted, and tossed with tempest, and not comforted. Behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and thy foundations with sapphires. I will make thy windows of agates and carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones, Isaiah 54:11, 12. So, also, where it is called the New Jerusalem, a city, from its laws and polity, this city is said to be of pure gold, not dross and mire, the building of the wall of jasper, and the foundations of the wall garnished with all manner of precious stones, Rev 21:18, 19. This is that which the psalmist calls The beauty of holiness, Psalm 110:3. The glory of the ordinances of the gospel is their vigor and purity. There is nothing so glorious as our King on his throne, Christ in his court, this house reigning in the administration of his ordinances, the all as garment smell of myrrh, aloes, and cassia, out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made him glad. King's daughters are among his honorable women, upon his right hand doth stand the queen in gold of Ophir, Psalm 45:8-9. His goings are seen, the goings of our God and King in the sanctuary, Psalm 68:24-25, etc. The apostle exalteth the glory of gospel administrations exceedingly above the old tabernacle and temple worship, which yet was exceeding pompous and glorious. If, saith he, the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which was done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious, 2 Corinthians 3:7-11. Let men think as meanly as they please of the spiritual service of God amongst his people. All glory that ever yet appeared in the world was but a bubble to it, all that God ever instituted before came exceeding short of it. He delights in it who beholds the proud afar off. 3. It is glorious in respect of the exaltation it hath above and the triumph over all its opposers. To see a house, a palace, hung round about with ensigns, spoils, and banners taken from the enemies that have come against it, is a glorious thing. Thus is this house of God decked. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil, Psalm 68:12. She that tarries at home, the mother of the family, the church of God, she hath all the spoils. The Lord hath affirmed, that not only everyone that opposeth, but all that do not serve this house, shall be utterly destroyed, Isaiah 60:12. There you have the spoil of Pharaoh, and all his host, gathered on the shore of the Red Sea, and dedicated in his house, Exodus 15. There you have the robes of Nebuchadnezzar, reserved when himself was turned into a beast, Daniel 4:1. There you have the imperial ornaments of Diocletian and his companion, casting aside their dominion for very madness that they could not prevail against this house. There is the blood of Julian, kept for a monument of vengeance against apostates. There you have the rochets of the prelates of this land, hung up of late, with other garments of their adherents, rolled in blood. There is a place reserved for the remaining spoils of the great whore, when she shall be burned, and made naked, and desolate, Rev. 11. Never any rose, or shall arise, against this house, and go forth unto final prosperity. Let the men of the world take heed how they burden themselves with the foundation stone of this house. It will assuredly break them all in pieces. Thus have I given you a glimpse of this house, with the chief properties of it, which as God assumes as his own, so also peculiarly it belongs unto the Lord Christ. Yea, what relation it stands in unto him, or rather he unto it, is the main thing I intend. 2. Jesus Christ stands in a twofold